Welcome to Divine Intervention from Dark to Light. I'm your host, Karen Young, and I am also a spiritual teacher. The purpose of my show is to gather experiences and give voice to the untold stories of the divine and how the divine intervened in your life and made a difference. I have questions. Have you ever experienced a dream of wonder and warning and divine healing? Felt intuition? Voice of a higher power, touched by an angel, near-death experience, or had a vision that resulted into a divine intervention? If so, I would love for you to call me, and I would love to hear from you from 1-888-627-6008. I'll say it again, 1-888-627-6008. And this is a non-judgmental show. This is a show of healing. This is a healing space. Telling your story can possibly heal yourself and others. And there is, I always like to say, there is a higher calling on your life. And because divine is always in our lives. And so there is a higher calling in our lives. And today evening topic is, do everybody belong? I just want to know, do everybody belong? We have decided, you know, in society, people who we think should belong, you know, and the word is should. Society tells us, you know, what type of people belong, what people don't. We grow up separating ourselves from people, all this stuff, who belong, who don't, who's normal, who, you know, all this stuff going on. But God is constantly challenging us on all this, all the time, about who belongs and who don't belong. God is challenging us. He constantly bringing forth different people and different situations. And so we're always figuring out, trying to figure out what, you know, what God is doing. But it's really us thinking about how it should be and who should belong. And so I just kind of, you know, just want to touch on the situation of how we always think, you know, what a male should do, you know, how he should be, you know, what his role is. And we've all been told this, what a female should be and how she should become, you know, and how she should be in the world. I mean, we told all this of how, but God is challenging us. Then you run into some situations where you run into somebody have both sex, or you run into a situation where it's not fitting in our normal mood, where we say where everything is in our normal mode, I would say, in the normal mode where we think, you know, this should be this way and that should be that way. People should act this way. People should act like they're sexist. Only God know how we should be. I mean, I'm just breaking it down. That's the way I feel. Only God know who he made and who he created. And I just want to touch upon that. Who really belong? Who belong here? Who gets to say who belong? Who gets to say who look and dress like who they supposed to dress like? We set the rules. We made up all the rules, but were they really from God? I mean, God made some rules, but were they really from God who said that they don't belong? Certain people don't belong here. And so we go on thinking that we're the, we get to choose all we're the ones who create all what's going on. We become God in this instead of God becoming this in our lives, in this world. God is the one created us. God created everything and everybody. So he gets to say who belong because he made us. And you know, does the transgender belong? Do we say they supposed to be here? Do we get to who else belong in this world? I mean, you know, we all belong here, really. But who gets to say who don't belong here? Or they should be this way or that way. This is a spiritual show, so everybody is in this spiritual. I'm bringing everybody up in this spiritual. You know why? Because God made everybody. So everybody is getting brought up in here. Autism people, you know, people that don't fit the mold, don't fit the this and that, special needs, all this thing, this whole thing comes up all the time. If they don't have the perfect child or they don't fit in, And you got people don't feeling like they don't belong. And I just want to touch on it. We all belong here. We all belong in this beautiful world. God made us. It's an imperfect world, but it's perfect to God because he made us. He made us this way. So I just touching upon this tonight, that who gets to say who belong and what, and why we feel like we belong in certain normal, what is normal anyway, a certain normal group, and everybody else that don't fit this mold, they go into another group. You got a whole lot of people around here feeling, you know, not belonging, feeling lonely, feeling like, you know, they should be not on the earth, committing suicide. And it's just, it's crazy. And I just want to touch upon it. It's a whole lot of lonely people out here. It's a whole lot of people feeling this not belonging. And, you know, do God love everybody? That's the question. Do he love everybody? Of course he does. Do God choose different people to say, you know, I'm going to love these people today. I mean, they look like this person or this. No, God don't talk like that. It's people thinking they should be in certain groups. It's people joining in and having energy in this way, making people feel this way, even in school, everywhere. In all societies, this goes on. You shine in people. I mean, people don't feel wanted. They feel left out all the time. So I'm just wanting to say, who gets the choice? Who says this? I mean, I know we all talk about this, but who really is saying this? Is this God's work or this people's work? These people are getting together and connecting and saying, if your body is not this type, we got a whole lot of stuff going on with people, body types, people not feeling belonging. People don't want to go to school. A lot of people don't want to join. They don't even feel right joining churches because they feel like, you know what? I don't belong even in church. If I don't belong in church, where do I belong? Where do I belong in this society? If everybody is saying, we have to be a certain way. No, God made variety. He made a whole lot of different people, ethnic people, you know, different colors, different shapes, whatever. Autism. Everybody's not going to act the way you want them to act, be the way you want them to be. And mothers are crying because the kids don't fit in, or kids are crying because they don't fit in. But there's always a place for you in the divine body. You fit. You're supposed to be here. God made you. God made you from him. And if you know this, or you can, your parents can tell you, whoever, I'm telling you, I'm here to tell you, you fit. You belong. You might not belong in that particular group. You might not fit in that particular group. Whoever said that you didn't belong, you may not feel like you belong in there or somewhere else, but you feel it. You're in the divine body. See, God got us all in this together. We all a divine body. We just don't know it. We don't know we're part of this whole one mind, one body mind. We're ignorant of that. We've been told so many different things. We've been taught so many different things. We got to get it together. We have to know we are in divine body. We got to know we're divine spirits. Our physical body is something that it's a vehicle that we're riding. It's just a vehicle that we're in. But all of us on a spiritual level, this is a spiritual journey. All of us are spiritually connected. This is what I'm here telling you. This is a spiritual connection. Our physical bodies, yes, we're here temporary anyway. We might dress like this, act like this, but on a true level, a true spiritual level, we're all the same. God made us all the same. We're all divine beings and we live eternity. We live forever. But on this plane, it's temporary. But we have to treat each other right on this plane. We have to identify the divine in us first, and then we can identify the divine that's in we so-called different people. But really, we're all the same in Christ. We're all the same in spirit. And so I'm trying to make a point that even though we look different, we, you know, got our special needs or whatever it is that's going on, transgender, gay, whatever it is that we physically do or like or who we're attracted to or whatever it is, goes much deeper than that. It goes much more deeper than who you like and all that, you know. You know, it goes into a much, God is much more vast, more in depth, spiritual thing that's going on. It's a divine thing. And once you know you're a divine being, and you really know it, but for certain that you really embrace the fact that you are a divine being, you can see it in the other. You can see it in somebody that's different from you. You can see it even if they're acting different, or they don't like the same thing, or look the way you do, or they don't fit in a certain society. You can learn to just appreciate the differences. You don't have to necessarily agree with a person or what they're doing or their lifestyle, but there's a certain thing that you know on a spiritual level that you're the same. And if you can appreciate that on a spiritual level, then you can get real down to who you really are and who they really are. Because, you know, they didn't just come from them. We all come from God, animals, all of us. So we come from the divine. You have to let the divine intervene in your life if you don't have them in your life. So you'll know the truth about who you are, the real truth about yourself. That way, if you find out the deeper truth about who you are, you can then understand that all these things are here on a physical plane, that we are just, these people are just experiencing their own experiences. They're different from you. They may be experiencing male on male, female on female, whatever it is on this different, or they come in different, autism or whatever, they come in that way, but you have to know there's something deeper with them. Even though they can't talk, they still communicate. The divine is working in all of us. Even though they can't communicate in that way, they might be hitting their head against the wall, or, you know, can't communicate in the way we call normal people communicate, but divine sees them. He loves them just as he loves you. There's no difference. He's communicating something that you don't know the kid, but if you get closer, well, the parents who love them and the people who deal with, special need people, they know that they communicate with them. They know they have something to say, or, they know that they have something more. It's something more than just the physical going on with them. They may be murmuring something or whatever, but they're there. That spirit is in them. Because as long as you're alive, the divine is living in you. And so you have something to share. Yes, you need to share space on this earth. You belong. You're special if you're here. You have something to say, and if you can't say it, you have something to express. Your expression comes from God. All of us is Christ in action. And if you don't like the word Christ, you can be divine. But I like Christ and divine. If you're listening to my show, you're going to hear these divine and Christ, Jesus, all these, because that's what I'm relating to. That's what God relating to me with. You understand? And so that's what I'm using, but it can be whatever it is, but it's the divine. It's the all there is God just going through their bodies and our bodies. And we all here sharing it. And there's no need for us to not feel like we belong, because we don't belong in this particular group or in this society or this, that society or whatever groups is going on. Cause it's very many. It's a whole lot of groups going on all around the world, but it's all, I'm saying it's a separation. It's always some type of separation, even in school or wherever you go, there's this separation, but in spirit, there's no separation. But if you know who you really are, you will know that you're not separate from anyone, even though they say they're separate and they're pure their separateness and they're acting like they're separate because they are ignorant of the fact of who they really are. And we're all becoming to know who we really are. It's changing. We are evolving. God is having us pull off all these veils and all these things that's blocking us from each other, that's blocking the flow of who we really are. And we have to know that first, who we really are with inside. And that way, if we know and get grounded of who we are, which is divine children, divine spirit that's connecting, that is a one mind, then once we know that, we can know that just on the outside, on the differences, that we look different and we may act different. And we may not understand each other, but once you know who you really are, you can then understand yourself, and you can understand others. You can understand there's differences, but there's not no difference in your spirit. Your spirit come from God, and we all come in. If we all really knew, even if you call yourself an atheist, you didn't make yourself. You can say, well, I can believe I'm not going to go nowhere when I die. I'm just going to die. Whatever it is that you believe, you did not. This was going on before you. This is deeper than you. You know, all of this is deeper than you at a deeper level. And so once you know that you are divine, once you know that God loves you and all of us is in here together, then, you know, you don't have to feel separate. You don't have to be separate. You don't have to feel that your kids is different from nobody else. And even if they're made to be different, you'll know that God loves this child or love your children or love you, even though you're expressing something different on this plane. Because, you know, all this is just temporary anyway, like I said. And we're just expressing ourselves in different ways. That's the way God made it. In different ways, he's not offended because he know who we really are in truth. He know the real truth. And so I'm here to say tonight that nobody should feel, even though they do feel, that they don't belong, because you belong to God in Christ. You belong in the body of Christ. This is where you belong. This is the deep divine. This is where everything is. And when you start going inner, now you always hear me talk about it, divine listeners, to go in, because this is where you get all your information. This is where I get all mine. You have to be meditating and going within and being still so God can talk to you. You'll understand what I'm talking about. And then once you get involved in your meditation or being still and let God listen to God's voice, listen to that higher voice, that's within you, you'll know that God is within all of us. And if you listen closely enough, you'll hear. You'll hear. You got to listen. You'll hear your specialness. You'll hear your divineness. You won't feel this belonging. Who belongs? We all belong. And us not feeling like we belong is crazy, because it's people telling us, and it's always because they said it early on, or whatever we hear in our childhood, whatever we hear constantly in society, this separateness that goes on, that they are here, we're there. God don't like that. We're all human beings, but we're all really spiritual beings. But once you, like I said, you know you're a spiritual being, then you know that you're whole with God, and everybody is in whole with God. We're all one spirit, and we all belong here, because we wouldn't be here. We wouldn't be here. We all have a purpose. We all have a purpose. God love us all. And he know us. We ain't just come from nowhere with the way we are and how we are. God made us. He created us. And so therefore, we belong here in this space, sharing this divine space, sharing who you are and sharing your gifts. And you can learn from somebody that's different, that's maybe transgender or whatever. Sit and talk to, have you ever talked to somebody and just listen and not, you know, have judgment on them? I've been judging myself, but then, you know, I had to learn through spirit. If you don't get into it through spirit, I've been judgmental too of things and people. That's why I had to learn, and I'm still learning. Sometimes you just have to sit down and talk to people and let them talk to you, and don't really say nothing. Don't judge, just sit there and talk, and or let them speak. They have something to say. They really do. They may be different from you, and you may not even feel like they belong in your group, but sometimes just listen. You know, it'd be people, bums and stuff like that on the street, but they have something to say. Everybody have something to say. They're just in their experience. Everybody's in there, either in their higher experience, vibration, or lower vibration. This can be on any level, but you still beings, you still God beings, and you still God's child, and you still God's creation, and you still one with God. But we're just on different levels of vibration. Some of us we're in our ignorance. And we're not accepting ourselves, so we can't accept nobody else. Anybody looking different from us, you know, we just like, oh, that person got a short arm, or she was born like that. The person was born with two sexes, you know. But God is always challenging us. If we think we know what a male is, or we think we know what a female is, it's like, no, you really don't. Because now you have another case of something that's different, that's totally different from what you thought, what we thought. Scientists told us this, scientists told us that, and they can't quite get it together because it's always something different. God is ahead of us. And he'll send another autism person or another different type of person that you thought you did tests on or whatever it is you did in your laboratory and you thought to. And we know a lot down here. Don't get me wrong. But we don't know more than the divine. We don't know more than God. We don't know what he created. We don't know all the inside track with God. God is vast and deep. And it's not even a word for that. It's just too big for me to describe, but he made this whole world. And so we're doing a lot of searching. We're doing great. We discovered a whole lot of stuff. We're flying. We're doing all kinds. We got cell phones. We got, but we're not deeper than God. So every time we think we know what we thought we were, we say, oh, we human beings, this is the way a female's supposed to be and a male's supposed to be, or this is the way that should be. God give you another evidence, something so totally different. You thought you knew what this meant. And it's constantly going on that we think and we keep on evolving because only God knows who we really are. He tells us who we really are. And we really are, he wants us to know, not at a physical level. And he constantly challenging us to let us know, this is not going to be. You're not going to keep continuing treating these people different kind of ways because they're going to end up in your family. They're going to end up somebody you know, closer to you, your kids, everything. You're not going to be able to judge like that because you're going to be loving the people that's around. You're going to be loving the loved ones. They're in your families, the special needs, everything that I mentioned and more is in our family. So who do they belong to? They belong to us. They're our kids. They're our nieces, their nephews, our cousins, our mothers, our fathers. They're us. They're made into society. This is what God made all this diverse. God did this. The divine did this. So just know they're all here. We're all here and we're all in it together. So we all belong. We all belong here. So, I mean, and if it's really at a deeper level, I don't know where, you know, it's going to be a big judgment. Then God is the one to judge. He's that judgment. Then he's going to do it. It's not us to do it. He don't need no help. If he is judging people for doing whatever, then he don't need no help. He don't need a lot of people down here giving their opinions and whatever. I mean, you can give them, but I'm just saying, berating people and doing this, telling them this and that, making them feel bad all the time where they have to feel so bad where they need to end their lives because they don't feel like they belong. You know, and that needs to stop. And I needed to touch upon that because there's too much of that going on. People committing suicide, not feeling great. They're not feeling their best self. They're not evolving as their best self because they don't feel like they belong. They feel like you should be somewhere else. Y'all need to go somewhere else. Y'all this and that, y'all dressing that way. Y'all all just need to go on another planet. I've heard that. Just go on another planet. Just go somewhere so I can feel comfortable. It's not about that. You feeling comfortable. If you really know who you are, if you really know at the core who you are, which is a divine being inside you, you'll know that God is inside you. And that the person that you're judging that said that they need to be on another planet or they need to be somewhere else, they need to find another island, whatever. I done heard all kinds of things and have said all kinds of things myself, but God showed me, no, you're not the one to judge. Guess what? You're not the one to judge because you're a divine being, they're a divine being, and we all here together on this plane, on this earth. At this time, we're all supposed to help each other. And if we can see that and get past all this physical thing and get past who you like and who you don't like and who they like and getting into their business and let them live their life freely, then people can feel free to live. As long as they ain't hurting nobody, hurting a child or doing something heinous. And then, you know, they'll feel much freer in spirit, in body. They can feel they can be who they are. because we only have a certain amount of time on this earth. And if you're trying to be something that you're not, it's going to really kill you inside. It's going to kill your spirit. It's too many people walking around not being themselves. You know, they're not being who they are because they're afraid that they won't belong. They don't belong on this earth, or they don't belong in the group. They don't belong in church. They don't belong nowhere. And it's like, damn, I just don't belong nowhere. And to feel that way is not what the way God wanted to be. And that's why God had all this diverse and different things and different people. And so we can have different ideals and make a difference on Earth planet while we're here. In the time we're here, we got to make it useful. We got to have a purpose, and that we can see that we can learn from each other and be a powerful force if we learn from each other. If we learn from the divine that's within us and we really know who we are, really know, not who we think we are, but really know who God made us to be. And like I said, that goes into, really staying still and being really quiet in the mind and getting involved in the divine in what way you feel like it, but you have to be in touch with the divine self that's within you. Because if you never get that, you never get to know the answers that's inside. You'll always be in tune with what everybody else thinks, in tune with what you heard, or who, you know, and then that's when you get into that division. You get, you know, you're separate. You know, these people are not like me. I'm this, I'm that. And you got people not feeling pretty enough. And then God made everybody beautiful. It might be not to your beauty environment, but you don't know what how God see beauty. God see beauty in all of us. See, he's much deeper than that of this magazine and doing all this and touching up and all these things with all that, you know. So God is beyond that skin. I mean, we have skin. We are beautiful in our own ways and our own expression. God love expression. And he loved that. But to berate yourself and to say, you know, I'm not pretty enough. I'm not beautiful enough. You hear it all the time. I'm fat. I'm this. I'm that. I don't belong. I don't belong in this car. I don't belong in that. People don't want to go to the gym. They don't want to do anything. I'm too fat. It's always something that we do this and we don't belong. We belong here. We belong here. We belong here. Everybody do. Everybody that's born here is born. They belong. They came from God's breath. So they're beautiful. So just to let you know, coming from Karen, you are and special in every way possible. And I'm just here to say that all these things was here before us. I mean, all the judgment was here before us when I was born. So that's why I became the way I was. I was judgmental and this and that. I'm not the one to say, you know what, I was born in the same world that you are. And so I picked up all those habits and you know, all those things and still working with a lot of stuff that, you know, I need God is working with me. Because this stuff don't go away. I just want you to look at it. You know, I just want you to look at yourself and your thoughts and things when you see somebody different from you, you know, just different from you and the way you think so out of the pocket. I just want you to have a different perception about it. Just see it differently. But, you know, they are different and they do belong. You know, you might not understand everything, and I don't understand everything. I don't understand everything to be, you know, in this world. I don't. But if you get more and more conscious with God, and you get more into God, more into the divine, he will show you. He will show you that you're one. He'll show you that you're one, and we all belong, and he'll show you that love you need to have for one another. But it takes time. It takes time. And of course, you have to want to. I mean, it's all in us that from a kid, this kind of separation from the time we're a child. somebody different coming in, if everybody was, you know, looking the same or whatever, in the same, you know, group or whatever, and get a kid that looked different, you know, from everybody, you know, maybe have a short arm or something different, or something different about him, or the child is in a wheelchair, that's something totally different. It does make you look, I'm not saying you're not going to look, but then you have to look with different eyes, with a different heart. You say, well, yeah, and even compassion. And that person can teach you something. We all can learn from each other. You know, it's just that changing our perception on how we see things. You know what I'm saying? And not having the mind that we came here with everybody told us this and that. Just always examine. I'm always examining myself and thinking, seeing the way I feel and think about it. I'm always in it like that. The bigger questions. I mean, who belong? I was just thinking about that. Who belong? Who said this and that and the other? I just want to know these kind of questions. I'm inquisitive about that. Why we think the way we think as a society, you know, how we think the way we think as a society. You know, let God intervene in your life. This is what it's about. Let God show you the way. Be willing to, and stay open. If you stay open, you can kind of change your point of view. You can change your perception on things. And that's what I try to do. I try to stay open when I see people and things and places that's, and sometimes it be uncomfortable and different things, but you know, you just have to keep an open mind. You know, like, what is this about? You know, what is this, can this person tell me? And if they're in your space or in your life, they're there for a reason. Something's going on. You're sharing a space with people for a reason. They don't just come up for no reason. You're sharing space. You just kind of observe yourself and that person. And if they get up and talk to you, they may not can't talk that well or whatever. Like Friday, I got on the elevator and it was, you know, homeless people or whatever. And I'd be cringing, you know, I'm not lying. You know, I'd be cringing on different things. I mean, we're human. I'm just saying, you know, and they get on, you look at them, you say, well, you know, I got on, I said, well, these are human beings. You know, they were just talking. They would smell like alcohol and they, you know, had a conversation, but I had a different mind about, you know, who these people and sharing, they were sharing the same space that I'm sharing. I'm no better. No better than them, you know, even if I'm cleaner or whatever, you know, I'm no better. Spiritually, we all the same. We just at different levels. Like I said, we are different levels. And that's another thing you can look at, that we're all at different levels when you see that, different vibrations. That's the way I see it, that, they're, working, operating from a lower vibration or something like that, you know, and they trying to, you know, find their way in this world, whatever. But yet they're in this space. They're next to me. Guess what? They belong. They belong. They belong on this earth. They belong in the space that they're in. I belong in my space. Even though I'm moving forward and going my own way, they're going their own, but they belong there. I belong where I'm at. And the person that you looking at that look different from you or whatever, you know, they belong. You know, and God got us all here to share this space. So, you know, we all belong here. So we try to, you know, learn from each other. We can. We really can. It's a lot to learn. It's a lot of energy going on. It's a lot of things going on now. We got to be aware of it. It's a lot of energy. You just got to get into it. Get into your divine self. You got to know the self first before you do anything else. I always try to stress that, because if you can't, you're going to be out of the self. And when you're out of the self, you're thinking out of the box, meaning that you're picking up other people's thoughts about things, and then you're in judgment and stuff. So, and you still be in judgment, but you be aware, you more alert if you stay in the divine and stay into yourself and be in a, you know, take a couple minutes to be quiet or whatever. Let the divine in. I'm always saying divine intervention. Let it in. Let the divine in. And that way you're filling yourself up with the divine spirit, and you always, you know, able to open up more. And so when you go into the world, you can see through God's eyes. You have to pray for that and ask for it. I ask God, Lord, let me see through your eyes. Because my eyes is foggy. My glasses are foggy. The way I see, I'm feeling messed up today. So I said, God, let me see through your eyes. Let me see through the way you see things. Let me think the way you think. Let me let you use my vessel. And I always pray. I say, Lord, let me either bless or heal. Sometime it work and sometime what I speak during the day. Let me be, what I say be a blessing or healing that come through. Let me be of a blessing to someone. It don't always fall through like that. And I say, dang, I done cursed all through this day or act up. It's like, Lord, I need some more prayer or whatever it is that I'm doing. You know, you just out here, but you know, but I have that intention. And so most of the time, you know, if you have the attention to, you know, stay with the divine and have the divine use you, you can. And that's when you become open and you can be, you know, let God, be your eyes. And then you can see, that, you know, whomever you get in contact with, whomever you, talk to or happen to, because we always have an encounters, guys. Divine listeners, we're always having encounters and it's always for a reason. And if you bring that with you, that divineness with you, it's attractive. You always have something to say. You always can be a blessing to you, blessing to someone, or somebody can always be a blessing to you. And then they can feel like they can belong, because even if they feel in this way, if you can just say, have a smile on your face or say, oh, it'll be all right. Or you can say, you never know what that person, you know how you affect that person. You don't know. You can kind of feel something on them. You know, God sent you there for you to say an encouraging word or do an encouraging thing, or maybe you gave them some money or something like that. I'm just saying. I'm just making suggestions on people who don't feel like they don't belong, or maybe you don't feel like you're the one that don't feel like it. Then you need to be getting closer to the divine. Maybe it's you that's feeling this way and feeling not like you belong, not even in your family, that you feeling like, okay, I was born in this family, but I don't feel like I belong. I feel different. You know, we don't have the same, interests. You know, you have a totally different interest. Maybe all your people is about, you know, they're all doctors and you feel like you want to be something different. I'm just giving an example, interest in there, and you feel like they're, you don't have the same, interest as your family. And that can happen sometimes. And you feel in that disconnect. But, you know, you have to know that's okay too. You're not going to always connect. Even in your family, you feel like that not belonging, but you know you belong. I just want to let you know you do belong. You just got a different interest or whatever it is that you're going on. Or even if you're the person that did something wrong, or you was the one that hurt somebody, whatever. And you, but if you come out of it with the divine and get yourself together, you still belong. You still belong, even if you did something wrong or committed whatever. I'm not saying, you know, but you can still go to God, still go to divine, and still belong to the divine body. You still belong to the divine body. God love you. You know, you can say, well, I did so much things. I don't think that I should, you know, God would, think, you know, I should belong because I done did so many things, you know. And it's like, you know, ask for God forgiveness, forgive yourself, and get into the divine mind, get into the divine body. You're already there and become aware. And you still belong. You still belong. I mean, you belong whether you want to or not, because you're God. God, you know, God made you. God created you. So all these things, all these people, all these opinions, and all this separation that's going on, it's done by people. It's not done by God. It's people who decided long ago and who deciding right now that certain people, certain races, certain whatever, don't belong. They need to be on another planet. They need to be back in Africa. They need to be back in Europe. They need to be back somewhere else. They don't belong. Everybody belong. So, just know that we all belong. And if you feel in this loneliness or way that, I don't belong. People don't understand me. You belong with the body of Christ. And God is always here for you. God is always inside you, through you. You just have to accept. You just have to, have knowledge about it and work with it and be open to it. That's what you need to be. And you can always talk to other people. God always sending us angels or people around us. He's always sending somebody. You got to be open to people. When you say nobody, when you get in that frame of mind where nobody loves me or, negative or whatever, you can push everybody away thinking that way too. And it's not necessarily true, but if you in that frame of mind, like, you done been through some trials and tribulations and people have treated you bad and you just don't trust nobody. You don't want to belong. You don't feel like you belong and you just kind of have your wall up. Then you won't allow people to come in and, be with you and be a part of your group or, you know what I'm saying? God always, that's why so many of us, God always have somebody. He'll come out of nowhere. They'll come out of nowhere. You just got to be kind of open to that too. Because if you're too negative on it and let your past experience overtake you, then you just in a cocoon. You're not trying to relate to anyone. And you really feel that way in your heart, then you're not sharing yourself in a way that somebody else can join or other people can join you in your life. You can start joining groups or talking to people, relating to others in a different way, and being more open is the key if it's you that's feeling that way. Being open is the key. And also, I always, you do have to, positive ain't ever, but you gotta have a positive mind, thoughts and stuff, getting into a better frame of mind. That's what I say. Positive mind is deeper than that because you gotta be in your state of mind has got to be in a deeper state of mind where you want to be open and can be open. So, this life is temporary, like I said, and we only got a little time in this life. We don't have time to not get together. We all have to start, being more united with each other, with our families and friends, and meeting other people and meeting different people, and being able to be in a room with somebody that's totally different from you. They'd be like, maybe they woo-woo, maybe they're, maybe you have a conversation and you don't understand anything they're saying. You're like, wow, this conversation was, I always say interesting because it don't necessarily mean that I have to agree with everything, but you're just kind of talking. And sometimes when you just listen, they can, feel why you listening and they can express themselves. You know what I'm saying? And you don't necessarily have to agree with, everything. That's somebody that's different from you. You might say, oh, that's okay. That's the way you feel about it. But there don't have to be no animosity. They don't have to be like, you don't belong here. You just get over there in another country or, you speak different from me. So much separation. It's just that you can be in a room with them and listen and you may, more than likely you will learn something. But if you don't, that's okay too. And if they don't learn something from you, that's okay too. It's just that it's more deeper. It's on a spiritual level. And when you find out people are people, they're going to be different. But on a spiritual level, we all the same. We're all divine and we can share. There's a energy there. And then you can share energy. Maybe you can, they can learn something from you. Maybe you can tell them something. And, you know, but not in this judgmental way that we do. You know, you see somebody, you know, say a male wearing a dress or whatever, you might say, wow, okay, I wouldn't wear a dress like that or whatever. I mean, maybe you wouldn't. You know, if you were male, and you say, well, okay. And he may say not, say something to you, and you have a carrier conversation, and, you know, it's just a conversation. It's just people. It's just different, but it's no harm if you don't have to make it a harmful thing, and you don't have to separate. It's a thing. You don't have to separate in spirit. You can have a spirit. And be sharing in your spirit and be open in your spirit to people. And then just get down to people and interest. You might share some interest with the people. You know, maybe y'all got art in common or something like that. He might be an artist and you may be an artist in a way. You never know how you can meet people. If you push everybody away that's looking different from you, you don't never know what you can learn or what you can experience by it. God is interesting. It's more than interesting. He's device. He have all these different things going on. You know, it's just wonderful to have all these differences. So celebrate the differences. And don't be so judgmental. And myself, I'm saying it to myself too. Don't be so judgmental. And a lot of things that I talk about is about me and what I've learned in my experiences. And that's what I you know. I'll be bringing out and I'll be wondering, do people think the way I feel? I just put it out there on the table. You know, this is my show. I want to know if everybody feel if they belong, you know, or is it certain people that belong? You know, do they think that they, you know, they don't belong because they're different? You know, or they express themselves different. And I just kind of, those things go through my mind and I just want to know. And I just bring it to my show and I just want to convey certain things about what the divine shares with me about all us being as one. And that we're one divine. It is shared through me because I'm always asking God. I'm always in spirit. Wanting to know what God wants, wanting to know how God thinks, and He will show you. He will show you, and you just got to be open to God. He will show you that we are all one, and we all belong, and that we are supposed to, you know, share our gifts, share our love. You just let God intervene, and He will, and He'll show us all the way. But don't think you know, and the scientists or whoever think they know about everything that's going on because they don't. God is, like I said before, challenging all of us all the time of what we think. We think things should be how they should be. Well, it should be this way. People shouldn't be doing that. They shouldn't be born this way. It shouldn't be this way, but it is this way. So what did that tell you? It was meant to be this way. And everybody's in here. They're supposed to be in here. There's no mistakes. None. The baby was born with two heads. There was no mistakes. It came out that way. Siamese twins, whatever. Extra this, extra that on the body. So that make you make everybody explore more. Whatever you thought was. So don't think you know more than God, because we don't. The scientists don't know more than God. They can have evolve, evolution, whatever they want with the science or whatever they think they know. God is always in charge and He's always challenging us more and more of what is instead of what we think it should be. And so since we're here and we're down here, we might as well love each other and get in contact with the Christ that's within and share as much as we can, share as much love as we can and be the best we can be down here. And be present. Be present for it. Be present for your encounters each day. Be present for it. Because you're going to encounter somebody, whether they're different or the same or whatever. And I got news for you. The people that look like they're normal or whatever, that got, you know, 10 fingers, whatever, 10 toes, whatever, looking all this way, you don't know what's going on inside them. You don't know what's going on inside that person. They might look a certain way, but you don't know what they're thinking. You don't know what's going on inside them. You say, oh, I want to be around that person. You don't know what's going on with them. So, you know, it's not about the looks so much. You know, it's deeper than that. It's about the spiritual journey you're having with people. It's about the spiritual journey and that you find the divine in everything and in everybody. Everybody you meet and everything you meet. He's in everything. God is in all things. So you have to know that. In all your encounters, you got to be kind and open. You got to be kind and open. And know that it's deeper than the looks. It's deeper than the skin, and that it's a spiritual connection. It's a spirit you're talking to. And once you know you're the divine spirit and you're talking to a divine spirit, even though you're talking, you can kind of get it. Yes, we're sharing this earth together. We're sharing all this together. So we're here. This is divine brother. I'm a divine sister. Or we're all together in this divine situation. So that's where I'm seeing it. And that does it for us now. And my next show is March the 23rd, 2019. At 8 o'clock Central Time, we are going to continue our divine discussion. In the meantime, you can contact me at DIV from dark to light, gmail.com. I'm looking forward to hearing from you. Good night and God bless. I hope you guys can share the space. The next encounter is beautiful and you can share, your love with somebody different that looks different from you. Good night.
BBS Radio.